Hello, fellow travelers and history buffs. Welcome to London's Imperial Landmarks, your go-to podcast for uncovering the rich history and landmarks that make this city so unique. Today, we're taking a journey through some fascinating monuments in London that celebrate the legacy of iconic figures and historic events. From a Scottish hero to a famous explorer and even royalty, let's dive into their stories and the places where their memories live on. Our first stop is a tribute to one of Scotland's most revered national heroes, William Wallace. You may know Wallace as the leader who stood against English rule during the Wars of Scottish Independence in the late 13th century, immortalized in films like Braveheart. But did you know that Wallace has a special place in London? Tucked away near Smithfield Market, you'll find a memorial to William Wallace. It's a humble but powerful plaque marking the site where Wallace was executed in 1305. Although not a grand statue, it's a poignant reminder of his struggle for Scottish freedom. The memorial, erected by the Society of William Wallace, stands as a symbol of resistance and bravery. If you're walking through this area, take a moment to pause, reflect, and pay your respects to this historic warrior. It's a perfect spot to feel the weight of history while standing in modern-day London. Next, let's move on to one of the greatest minds in the history of science, Sir Isaac Newton. Renowned for his work on gravity, calculus, and the laws of motion, Newton's legacy is honored in London with a magnificent bronze statue. It's located outside the British Library, a fitting place for such an intellectual giant. This modern statue, created by Eduardo Palozzi, depicts Newton sitting in a hunched position, drawing geometric patterns with a compass, referencing William Blake's famous portrayal of him. It's a bit of an unconventional take, showing the tension between scientific precision and human creativity. Visitors often find themselves intrigued by the details and pose of this statue. It's an inspiring sight for anyone passionate about knowledge and discovery. Don't forget to snap a photo next to Newton's contemplative figure next time you're by the British Library. From science to exploration, we now turn to the man credited with discovering the New World, Christopher Columbus. London houses a statue of this famed explorer, symbolizing the spirit of adventure that drove him to cross the Atlantic in 1492. While Columbus is often associated with Spanish history, this statue represents his global impact on the world. You'll find this statue in Belgrave Square, a quiet yet grand part of London. The bronze sculpture of Columbus, installed in 1992 to mark the 500th anniversary of his voyage, captures him with a confident gaze, holding a map in his hand. It's a great stop for history lovers interested in exploration and the age of discovery. Plus, Belgrave Square itself is a lovely area to wander around, with embassies and statues from various countries. The Columbus statue is just one of the fascinating monuments to see here. Finally, let's visit one of the most beautiful and historically significant memorials in London, the Queen Eleanor Memorial Cross. This monument is one of 12 crosses originally erected by King Edward I in memory of his beloved wife, Queen Eleanor of Castile, in the 13th century. The cross we see today at Charing Cross Station is a Victorian-era replica, but its significance is undiminished. Queen Eleanor's cross marks one of the stops where her body rested during the journey from Lincoln to Westminster Abbey. The original medieval crosses were a touching expression of Edward's grief and devotion to Eleanor, and this modern reconstruction, crafted in 1865, stands as a testament to love, loyalty, and remembrance. Located at the bustling Charing Cross Station, it's a remarkable blend of history and the modern city. If you find yourself in the area, take a moment to appreciate the intricate Gothic design of the cross. It's more than just a monument, it's a piece of London's medieval heart still standing tall. And that wraps up today's journey through London's historic monuments. From the brave William Wallace to the scientific genius of Sir Isaac Newton, the adventurous Christopher Columbus, and the enduring legacy of Queen Eleanor, these landmarks offer a glimpse into the past while being part of the vibrant present-day London. If you're in town or planning a trip, make sure to visit these sites. They're not just stone and bronze, but stories waiting to be discovered. Thanks for tuning in to London's Imperial Landmarks. Be sure to subscribe and join us next time as we uncover more of London's hidden gems and iconic sites. Until then, happy exploring.